saying, one more terrorist attack, we set aside the Constitution for a military government or martial law. We have NORTHCOM, Eberhardt, openly talking about this. Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, we've had so many preparations for martial law and government-sponsored TV miniseries and Nightline specials for bio attacks and West Nile, or for swine flu or bird flu or SARS or terrorist attacks and on and on and on. But now we've got our reason to have troops in running our lives, calling us insurgency in the Army Times. Please elaborate on your thoughts on this.
Well, you see, what all Americans, what's happened to Americans is they've been brainwashed, and they no longer remember what the Founding Fathers taught us and said over and over and over. The Founding Fathers said, your worst enemy is always your own government. Never confuse country with government, and never confuse patriotism with support for a government. But that's what all Americans do, especially the conservative ones, and especially the ones who listen to right-wing talk radio. They think that what patriotism means is falling in line with the government. So essentially, you have out there a mentality that's the same as the brown shirts who blindly followed Hitler, because they think that's what they're supposed to be, where their allegiance lies. The Founding Fathers said, no, don't trust the government. Never trust your own government. It's always your worst enemy, because
it has
the most power over you.
All experience shows that the government is deadly dangerous.
It's deadly dangerous, and as they recognized when they passed the Posse Comitatus Act, you cannot let the military take over the police functions, because then that destroys the whole concept of a civilian state.
Well, I mean, Paul, before this, obviously until the 17th Amendment, the states appointed the senators, so we controlled the Congress. Now that's gone. Then we had the Federal Reserve Act, of course, the same year, giving private